This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
All right, 25 after 5. What is up? We got Boomer and Gio coming by this Thursday morning. I got to tell you, the kids off from school today and tomorrow and the next week, it felt like Friday yesterday.
Because there was an air of we don't have to go to school tomorrow in the house.
We were playing golf yesterday, and I'm thinking, well, you're off. I'm not. That sucks.
And my family's like, oh, you guys off Friday? I go, no. They all Monday after. No.
Nope.
No, we're not.
Nope.
We are going hardcore sports.
We are here every day.
Jerry, there's a disturbing trend that is being revealed on TikTok. Various women have taken to TikTok to say they were randomly punched in the face in New York City.
Oh.
It's been more than a handful of women that all have said they were just walking down the street in Manhattan and a guy clocked them.
Same guy, or is this?
We're not sure.
Various dudes doing this.
I'm not sure because the women aren't suspecting it, so they're not looking dudes. They're just getting clocked. Welcome to New York, everybody. Hey. New York.
Yeah, great. Get me out.
Yeah, let me get out. We're so lucky. When we come in, Jerry, we're like, we're kind of in New York. Just the tip, as they say, Jerry. We're just in the tip of New York. Then right after work, we slide right out of New York. We're just at a little, Jerry, we're like at a quarter mile of New York.
Also lucky that when we leave, it's early and we're not fighting traffic to get the hell out of here.
Correct.
That does help as well.
So if you do have to be in New York, like you and I and Eddie, we're in at a good time.
Yeah. I remember when I used to work at Sirius. What a pain in the ass to get to.
Oh, like if you're trying to get to Manhattan and go to a job, normal business hours, forget
it. Or like Midtown.
Yeah.
You know, not easy.
Yeah.
So that is not us.
You're in your car now. You're in the tail end of it.
Would you prefer to, I know your answer is going to be no because you don't want to get on a train. But in terms of getting in and out, would you prefer to work within a block of Madison Square Garden or where we're at here? To me, it's here.
Here, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I agree.
It's too much chaos in Midtown.
Yeah, a lot of chaos.
There's a there are two
good morning. There's your feel good story for this Thursday, everybody.
there's a conflicting reports, Jerry, and I want to see who you believe in this situation.
Yes.
NFL media host Colleen Wolf,
who's very good. I watch her on NFL Network.
All right. She said that now she got this from a quote very reliable source. So she didn't see it. A very reliable source told her that Robert Saleh and Woody Johnson were having a, quote, very heated conversation at the league meetings on Monday night.
Who else reported this?
This was reported as being, quote, super awkward.
Mm-hmm.
Then Mr. Connor Hughes
of SNY
tweeted out that he was there. He was right next to them when they were having the conversation. It was not heated.
I believe Connor Hughes.
About anything.
Well, if I have to believe Connie Hughes, he was there.
Correct.
She wasn't. So what is she basing that on?
I don't know. A very reliable source.
You know what? Really.
Now, we did hear yesterday that, unfortunately, Robert Saleh, when he got on a plane back, a child vomited on his feet on the airplane.
Yeah, I did hear that on the Evan and Tiki show 3 days ago or 2 days ago. I heard that.
Well, and Boomer confirmed it. I guess he...
Oh, did he?
Yeah. Yesterday, Boomer confirmed it because he... knows a guy at the Jets who was sitting near Robert Saleh.
Oh, okay.
So that is confirmed. Oh, imagine you're Robert Saleh. You're like feeling pretty good. You're in the NFL. You got a nice shaved bald head, super dark beard. You just had the winter meetings. You're getting yourself on a plane. And then child vomit. Mm-hmm. Not even your child vomit.
No, someone else's.
Someone else's.
Yeah, and he was pretty good about it, according to the guy that called in to Evan and Tiki. He basically said, I'm a dad. I get it. No problem. Well, he really seems like a good guy.
Well, this is the thing. That was what Connor Hughes was saying, too. He's like, I have never seen this guy. And this guy's been peppered with question after question and questioning everything. Keeps his cool everywhere.
Yeah.
So that would have been very strange for him and Woody Johnson to be screaming at each
and
other.
And not for nothing.
In public.
You're going to tell me if those two were arguing or yelling at one another, no one grabbed their phone and started recording it?
Right.
And that did not become Twitter fodder immediately? Of mm-hmm. course. Come on. No, I believe Connor Hughes. I think that's a whole bunch of nothing.
Are we calling fake news on this one, Jerry?
I am calling that fake news.
Me too.
Yes. Especially when she didn't say she saw it.
Right.
So to me, what is the report exactly then? Nothing.
Maybe it was someone just trying to have an excuse to talk to Colleen Wolf. You know what I mean? Sometimes guys do that. And they'll be like,
cute girl.
Yeah, I'd like to talk to this girl.
Kind of the way you used to smoke the Marlboros back in the day.
Yeah, looking for a light. And just be like, oh, hey, Colleen. By the way, that was some crazy stuff with Rob Sala and Woody Johnson. Oh, what do you mean? Oh, yeah, it was quite heated.
If that ever turned out to be the case, she should be fired for putting that out there.
But what if it was a very reliable source, as she's saying?
Well,
that guy got to be in trouble.
I thought you meant a random guy trying to meet her.
No, I think she said very reliable source.
Yeah, I don't make anything of it, honestly. Nothing.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Do you make anything of this, Jerry? I've created my own headline based on two separate stories that I've linked together.
Oh, okay.
My headline is... The Kansas City Chiefs are getting fat. I've got two main players.
Fat as in pH or fat as in fat?
No, fat as in like...
Fat.
Like they're eating too much and getting fat.
Okay.
One.
Well, we know Patrick Mahomes and the whole stupid dad bod thing.
Right.
Which, by the way, he looks fine. But he's not ripped.
Yeah. But so his wife, Brittany Mahomes, put out a picture of him and these little mini like... they're like mini ice cream cones.
Yeah. That sounds fun.
And she said he eats about 10 of these a night.
Hmm.
And then Travis Kelce said...
By the way, with as much as he's won, he can eat whatever the hell he wants.
That is true. He could eat as many little mini ice cream cones as he likes.
And what did Kelce do?
Kelce, on his podcast, when they had Saquon Barkley on, he said that he is currently weighing probably 20 to 30 pounds more than he should because he's eating lots of pizzas and things.
He's enjoying his offseason.
Because it's March, he said.
And you know what he'll do? He'll be in plenty of good shape when the season begins. I do believe that.
That's why they think, you know, there have been photos of Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift on vacation, and he's always in a T-shirt. He's never shirtless, like on the beach.
Okay.
And and that's because he's heavier than he wants to be.
I could see that.
But he's enjoying himself. So you're saying both Travis Kelce and Patrick Mahomes, with the amount of winnings they've done, if they want to eat some ice cream cones
right now,
they want to eat some
pizzas.
Go
get Fribbles daily from Friendly's. They've earned it.
And what time, when do you think they got to be like, you know what, okay, tonight, like what does the calendar look like for when you go, I can't eat these mini
June 1st.
Things. June 1st.
I think June 1st you start to get yourself back into shape in terms of your eating regimen.
Wow, so they got all of April.
Yeah.
All of May.
You got all of March. You got all of March, all of April.
Well, I'm just saying, for a couple days here.
You still got all of April, all of May. Wow. And then I think June 1st, you start to get yourself back into shape so that you're ready when you go to training camp at the end of July. It gives you 7 weeks, and you know they'll be in the gym, and you know they'll be working out again. And that's once you start working out, you start eating right.
Right.
And I think that they will show up, and they will be. Remember Derek Eater?
Yes, remember Derek that? Eater.
Which was phony, but... These guys can have some fun in the offseason and just get themselves back into shape and time.
What a like if you won the Super Bowl, right?
Yeah.
It's March 28th.
Mm-hmm.
You're thinking June 1st.
Yeah.
I'll start there. You've got another, right? As of today, you still have another 2 months of eating anything.
Having a blast.
Laying around.
Yeah.
Getting drinks. Having a good old time for yourself.
I would say so. I think you got to give yourself some time to just kind of decompress and not think about it and be so rigid with what
yeah.
you do. Now, other guys do it not only in the off season, but once they retire. I mean, Shannon Sharpe still eats basically grilled chicken and drinks water. I mean, that's essentially his diet still, and he looks like he could still play. Terrell Owens, I don't know what his diet is, but the guy is still cut to shreds, which, and he's got to be 50 now, I would, or at least close to it. So it depends on what you are. And I mean, you're 55 and you eat about as disciplined a diet as I've ever seen. Depends on your mentality. If you want to have some fun for a few weeks.
I saw Terrell Owens at the Waffle House in Atlanta for that Super Bowl. He was eating like not great food, but he is
shredded.
Shredded.
I know.
That guy had gigantic hands, Jerry.
Like, wasn't he like 6'6"?
Yeah, he was
a
large
big guy.
Large hands.
Mm-hmm.
That's when I first, when I saw a solo man sitting in the Waffle House, he had a hoodie on. I saw his hands on that menu, Jerry, and I was like, that is a wide receiver. And then I saw Terrell Owens.
Did you take a picture with him?
No.
You left him alone.
I left him alone.
Good for you. That's what you should do.
Yeah.
You mentioned,
everyone left him alone in the place.
I wonder, where was this again?
I think it was Atlanta. It was Super Bowl week.
Oh, then everybody would be recognized. You would think you would recognize
him.
He
had a hoodie on and sunglasses.
Yeah, indoors. But his face is very recognizable.
He is very recognizable.
I want to play.
His hands were gigantic.
I want to play one for you, just because you mentioned the podcast, the New Heights podcast with Barkley on it. I listen to this. I actually understand where Saquon Barkley's coming from and the whole tiki thing.
Okay, because I was like, again with the tiki thing?
And I don't even know if I'll play it today, but I just thought, just because you brought it up, because I did cut it.
Yeah.
To me, it sounds like Saquon thought that Tiki was in the NFL brotherhood and felt like personally disappointed more than anything. So listen to this. This was Barkley talking about Tiki and the whole you're dead to me stuff.
Before, when it first came out that the Eagles and I had interest, and he's like, you're going to be dead to this fan base. You're going to do this. You're going to do that. It's like, I love seeing NFL guys. I love seeing OGs. I love seeing you guys. Like, you have a platform, and like, this is a place where you know ball. You can talk. You can educate fans. You are ex-NFL player. You are ex-NFL athlete. It's like, don't feed into the BS.
He thought it was like a brotherhood. Like, you're me. Like, we're together. We're running backs. Like, why would you do that to me? That's how it came across to me.
Yeah, I could see that.
And even Tiki's like, I understand where he's coming from, but then goes into the whole, I haven't been a football player in, like, over a decade.
Yeah.
Because that's not me anymore. So I thought both of them had very good explanations, and it almost seems like Saquon felt betrayed by his giant running back brother, if you will. And, you know, like, we're NFL players. You're not supposed to be one of those guys.
I could see that.
I thought it was interesting.
Yeah, and I saw he also said that because we had thought he was maybe going to go to the Texans.
Mm-hmm.
And he said that he did talk with C.J. Stroud and those guys. And but when he got a chance to be able to go back to Pennsylvania.
And home.
That's where he was going.
Understood, and that's where he is. All right, quick break. When we come back, we got a lot more to do. And then we got a Thursday edition of the Boomer and Geo program on the Fan.